An 11-year-old cancer boy will not be sentenced for making threats that forced authorities to temporarily close the Stark Library system. Family Court Magistrate Vernon Infantino Tuesday dismissed juvenile charges of swatting and inducing panic. The boy pleaded guilty last month. Infantino cited the child's age and apologies he wrote to the library and police. Caller to the crisis line April 8th said they had shot someone inside the library on Market Avenue North in Canton. About 30 minutes later, a second call to the hotline reported a bomb in the building. Police evacuated the library the previous day after a report a man with a gun could be inside the facility. A search turned up nothing each time. Millersburg woman who allegedly threw her 4-year-old son into Atwood Lake Saturday morning will be charged. Tuscarawas County Sheriff Orvis Campbell says the woman was experiencing a mental health crisis. Body of the boy, identified as Vincent Miller, was found near a dock at the marina west Saturday night. Body of his father, 45-year-old Marcus Miller, was pulled from the water Sunday morning. Campbell says the man had earlier intentionally drowned himself. The wife drove their daughter and twin sons to the lake in a golf cart. Witnesses rescued the woman while the children got out on their own. She remains hospitalized as an investigation continues. The Alliance Board of Education has agreed to settle a lawsuit alleging sunshine law violations. Brian Ames of Mogador filed the suit in April. He settled similar suits with the Columbiana, Crestview, East Liverpool, Latonia, and United School Districts. Settlement is for $1,300. The district denied any wrongdoing. Cases against Wellsville schools and the city of Columbiana are pending. Lake Township man has been sentenced to 3 years probation after pleading guilty to two counts of pandering sexually oriented matter involving a minor. 43-year-old Christopher Clark was sentenced by Common Pleas Judge Natalie Haupt after entering the plea August 20th. Uniontown police said he sent multiple images of preteen boys and girls taking part in sex acts several users on a messaging app in July 2024. Clark was arrested in May, was also ordered to perform 100 hours of community service, complete a sex offender treatment program, and have no contact with anyone under the age of 18. The 175th Stark County Fair opened Tuesday in Canton. Gate admission of $9 includes free parking at the fairgrounds, daily pavilion concerts and entertainment, the agricultural show, Saturday morning tractor pull, petting zoo, Sunday draft horse show, harness racing, livestock shows, and junior fair sales are free with gate admission. Shows on the main stage include Theory of a Dead Man tonight and Tucker Wetmore Thursday. A light agenda for the Sebring Board of Education. Monday, the board approved a school bus maintenance agreement with the Alliance School District for the next academic year. They also approved bus stops and routes, supplemental contracts for club advisors, van drivers, tutors, aides, coaches, and substitutes. Superintendent Tony Viscount said she would look into a complaint by member Deborah Green about the district's website. She said it's difficult to access athletic schedules. Youngstown police investigating a shooting on the city's west side. Around 6:15 Monday night, a male teen was wounded on North Evanston Avenue. He was driven to St. Elizabeth Health Center in a private vehicle. Police say he's in stable condition. Officers collected 3 9-millimeter casings from the scene of the shooting. Man charged with swatting in connection with an incident at a Sheets location in Boardman, 19-year-old Joshua Mazel Anzavino, was also arrested Monday on warrants charging him with inducing panic and falsification. He allegedly called 911 August 18th and said a group of juveniles were pointing guns out the window of a vehicle at the Boardman Poland Road address. Police determined there were no guns involved. Mazel Anzavino told officers he'd been in an argument with the teens and believed they were getting firearms from the car's trunk. He's scheduled for a preliminary hearing Tuesday. Several grenades found Sunday among items in the attic of a Boardman home. Police and the Youngstown Bomb Squad were called to the Layton Avenue address at around noon. WKBN-TV reports a company hired by the new owner was going through items left behind when they found the explosives. One of the grenades was suspected of being live. It was taken by the bomb squad for further testing. A police canine unit did a sweep of the home, which turned up nothing further. An appeals court has upheld a conviction in a fatal shooting at a Warren bar. The 11th District Court Monday affirmed the murder judgment against 27-year-old Zavon Hamid of Warren. Hamid was convicted in November 2024 of aggravated murder in the slaying of 20-year-old Nathaniel Bradley in May of that year. He shot the man after a fight at the Park Place 24 Tavern on Parkman Road. Hamid was arrested hours later in Columbus. He was sentenced to 23 years to life in prison.